Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joanna Brandy's back. Joanna is a 23-year member of Operating Trust. She joined me within 2 months of going on the air. She joined me first, and she's been an abiding supporter and resource for us all these years. We got her right out of high school. She's the author of so many important books, Winning at Customer Retention, still one of my favorites, 54 Ways to Stay Positive. She's a positivity expert. She's a happiness expert, and she always makes us happy when she joins us. Joanna Brandy, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. And it's a good week to do that this coming Saturday. It's International Day of Happiness.
It's Galactic Happiness Week, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you know how that got started? It got started by the UN.
Mars is all across the Milky Way. Go ahead.
Not quite like that, Jim. This is actually actually comes from the United Nations, who declared in 2013, I believe, declared March 20th International Happiness Day with the recognition that happiness is a basic human right.
Ah, okay. Well, that's interesting. Of course, you know, I take all my cues from the UN, so that makes me happy. I actually prefer it coming from Mars, but that's fine. Whatever it takes to make us happy. And by the way, the galactic thing, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So,
the galactic
what
thing
are
is
we,
a story. Okay.
How do we find happiness in a pandemic?
Well, you know, what's interesting, I believe we go micro. We go micro and then we expand it. So, for instance, I have noticed, and I also practice, you know, making little things more important. So cooking a meal with family, I've discovered, because I'm talking to a lot of people on a lot of networking sites and things like that, people are doing things differently than they used to do. One thing that comes up all the time is cooking and bread making. And cooking from scratch, people are falling in love with cooking. That can only be good, because when you cook at home, you don't choose crappy ingredients. You know, you don't say, "Oh, honey, pass me the MSG." You know, you tend to buy fresh,
right,
good
and
ingredients.
And the service is excellent. The service is
excellent.
Let me rephrase this.
Yeah.
Whatever the service is, it's consistency. If it's not good, it's always not good. It's, you know, at least you know what kind of service you're going to get, right? It's not up in the
air.
Right.
So people are doing things like that. Like, you know, and I think when you've been locked down for a while, the first time you get out to walk in the fresh air with a friend, that becomes a very, very important thing. So when you focus on what you have and expand that, I've been practicing all along with, you know, making sure when I'm out in nature, I'm really out in nature. You know, I'm not distracted by my thinking. I've noticed, and even just walking around my little development here, of course, I live in beautiful, sunny South Florida.
So when you go commune with the birds and the squirrels, you're not on your iPhone.
Exactly. Basically, yeah. Yeah, and you notice, you give yourself an exercise, for instance. You know, really notice 5 things that you see. Just really notice them. And I've noticed that some of the people around here have orchids that are in their trees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not sitting there like a houseplant. They've
mm-hmm.
got them growing on the trees.
I'll be done.
So you notice 5 things.
Where they originated, right? I mean, the orchids didn't God didn't put orchids in a plant. They put them in the crook of a tree.
No, they put them in the crook of a tree, which is what I'm seeing now. And what's interesting is that a couple of neighbors did it, so a couple of more neighbors are doing it. And then my downstairs neighbor buys orchids every year, but then doesn't know what to do with them. So now she straps them to the tree. So
This is getting out of hand, Joanna.
But look at the joy. But look at the joy that people get with that kind of a thing. So the little things can mean so much more. You know, I haven't seen my grandkids. I haven't seen anybody from my family in over a year. So that was, you know, really, really, really getting to me. And I really had to shift my attention. I really had to shift my attention. So every time I do get to FaceTime them, I'm fully present in my FaceTiming. It's a matter of being very present in what you're doing. So other things that, you know, people are eating with neighbors that they might not have spent time with before, but because people are local and they're
Can I stop you for a second right there? What you just described, in my opinion, is one of the most powerful perspectives of this pandemic. You just described people doing things that they would never have done otherwise if there hadn't been a pandemic. I heard a young lady speak yesterday about a very analog business that she tried to start a year ago, and she converted it online. And I said, what are you doing now that you would never do without, that you wouldn't have done without the pandemic? She said, oh, my God. And, of course, you know what happened after that. What she said after that.
I mean,
what you just said about you know, friends that you probably wouldn't even, you might not even have slowed down, but now you're saying, hey, how are you? Have you had your shot? Right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and I just think people, when people really notice how things have changed in their life and really put a focus on taking a look at what's good, what's my favorite question, you know, what's good about this?
Mm-hmm.
What's good about this? And really focus on that and walk around, you know, it's quieter. Or I can, remember those few weeks there? I don't necessarily want the world to lock down again, but remember those few weeks when all of a sudden you could hear the birds and hardly anybody was driving? I live on a small highway here, you know, I'm on close to the street, and, you know, it's like, wow, I don't hear cars all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So just those little awarenesses of what's different now. You know, what feels good now? 40% of our happiness come from our habits, our attitudes, our perspectives on the world, not from stuff, not from I'll be happy when I get the red car, although I would be very happy when I get the red car.
But it's important to inventory these things and not let them go when we get back to regular. You know, I don't use the word normal around here. When we get back to regular, you know, how do we make sure we don't lose this? Let's don't lose these relationships, these friendships, this special service in the kitchen that we, you know, that we
make good at. You make sure. You know what it is? It's you make sure. You make sure that you keep a beautiful gratitude list.
Yeah.
Make sure you make a list of the things that make you happy and
gratitude
joy, and go
list.
Back to that list.
Exactly. On the top of my gratitude list is somebody named Joanna Brandy. She and I will be right back 20 after. I'm Jim Blessingame. They don't call me the king of Segway for nothing.
That I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.